Philism. Not Philism.
Wir mischen es ab in die Wommes. Ich habe da noch mal auf Holze, aber ich habe es mir auch nicht so zu tun. Wenn ich die Lietze mit der Lefer, dann kann ich die Tana kommen, wie Paschen, dann ist die Lietze Puzzle. Die Reason ist, die Gemara says, because we're going out, regular from the Zerah. Bei der Lietze doesn't say which foot to use it. It just says, ich habe es mir auch regular. The part in the Mitzvah of the Lietze, some as if without children, and the wife has to have the Yibim or Chalitza. She does Chalitza, she takes the shoe off his foot and the whole Pasha Chalitza. It doesn't say which foot, so Pashtus in the Torah, it could be either foot. It could take either from the right foot or the left foot, the regular Yimin or the regular small. But the Muradashans from the word regal, Xer Shava from the word regal says by Mitzayah. By Mitzayah, it says also part of the Tyrus of Mitzayah is they put Matnas Dam. They put Dam on the Boyin, on the thumb of the hand, Boyin Yad and Boyin Regal. And the big toe of the foot. And the other toe is the fish, regal yamin, the right foot. That halacha, the other toe is regal yamin. So we're going now, regal bachalitza from regal bamitzur, it has to be dafka regal yamin. And therefore, the Tanakhama Pasta holds that if you're chaylitz with the regal small, that the chalitza is psula. The Rishonim have a big one chaylitz, what do you do with an eat the regal? Someone who's a lefty, a person's left-handed with his hands, there's such a thing as left-footed. A person is, his left foot is stronger. But most people, their right side is stronger. So the right leg is stronger, right foot is stronger. But what do you do with someone whose left leg is, he's an eat the regal. So if he eat the yad, the lefty in his hands, he's an eat the regal. The Pesach can say, what's the hafchana for this? How do you know if a person is the righty or lefty in his feet? The Pesachim say, you look at which foot he walks with first. If most people, as they're right-handed, they walk with their right foot first. First walks with his left foot first, that's a siman. I was thinking, maybe Esha doesn't say this, I don't know if we should say this, but I was thinking if you watch children, kids play, in halacha it's called kadabonis, they play with balls, it's called the bonis, the girls used to play with, maybe today the little boys play also. If you watch a boy play soccer, which foot are they running around with? You can see which is dominant, the right side or the left side. But akoponim, what do you do in eat the regal? Now, poshut lemaisa, it could be machbi both, just do chalitza with the right foot and the left foot. But the shayla really comes up, achmon atzlan, with someone who's missing a right foot, a kitei regal, someone who's missing it. This is a shayla that it's a big shayla. A person's missing his right foot, and befrat, if he's the only yavam, if he's the only one that could do chalitza, if he can't do chalitza because he's missing a foot, the woman's an aguna. She's a Shemeres Yavim, she's Chavi Lav, and she's not Eishes Ish, but she's a Yivam Lashuk, she's an Isser of Shemeres Yavim. So she'll be, if she can't do Chalitza, it'll be an Aguna. So the Shayna came up to Chaim Zal Magolis, the base of Rayim, over 200 years ago, the Gedal Yadar. And over there, the person happened to be an Eat the Regal. So he was discussing the Shayna, if you hold an Eat the Regal, he happened to be left-footed, he lost his right foot. So if he's able to do chalitza with his left foot, that would save the saguna. She could do chalitza. And he sent the shayla to Bikivegan, to Chassam Sofer.
Once a guy loses his foot, he's an interregal.
Oh, they talk about that. The Chayra, they don't say that. Oh, we didn't get that. No, right. He was always till now right-footed. So if you hold, he was supposed to chalitza on his right foot. Now he's just missing the foot. He can't do it.
And if somebody switched, let's say somebody wasn't right, switched to be left.
I don't know. I can't. You have to look at a lot of
work. You can't go up for switching to be a left.
I don't think switching helps. I think a person switches. If a person switches by hands, all of a sudden he puts two on the other hand. A person forces himself to.
Why not?
The Torah is mocking the Metzius of a left-handed person, right-handed person. It's a Metzius in the brain. What side of the brain is dominant? There's something in the genes. There is such a Metzius, and the Torah is makir then, the Torah gives halachas for these things. But in this case, he did not, he was considered the regular. So it was a big tumult. The guests again, there's Bukivega, some Seifen, and the basic family. They were all chivas on this Indian.
That answer now, right. Because if you hold Yamin, it's Dafke Yamin. If you hold him Dafke Yamin, so then if the guy lost his right foot, it's a problem.
Right.
But he shouldn't be worse than
that. So let's go back to the Gahal Likashayel. Likashayel is, again, we pass in the like the Tanakam, which the Gemara says is the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon hold that a chalitza regal small is possible. You cannot do chalitza with the left foot. So what about an eater regal? A person who is, does he also do on the left foot or the right foot? So Machagas Yishayim. So the Torah in Ebenezer, Simakuf Samachtes, Sivchav Dal, and Sivchav, he brings three sheetas. The first sheet in Yishayim is that eat the still the schlitzah with his right foot like everyone else. Even though it was the weaker foot by him, he the schlitzah on the right foot like everybody else. So we have the same drasha, regular from Mitzrayus on the right foot. Some sheets, he said, Yeshem Shukhenus Vashtayin. Some held he should do chlitzah with both, which is a chayr, just a chumra because of the suffix. Yeshem, she eat the chlitzah with min shaloi, she small shokodam. And others say the eat the does with his other foot. With his other foot. In other words, his, he's chayimitz with his left foot, which for him is the strong, which is like the right for everybody else. He's chayimitz with his left foot. Oh, so I guess the same shayim will be mitzvah, but the person we're going to talk about mitzvah is not in the gear today. I think the same shayim will be by mitzvah, which... Because the mice, it seems to be mitzvah, thinks the same thing. We're going to have regular mitzvah, right?
So it's a chayimitz, it has to be the right.
Well, but right. so by Chalitz, it's also the Kosev. Regular Mitzrayim, we're learning out from Mitzrayim.
In the Kosev,
so if you know the same shem of Chavim Mitzrayim. Maybe it means his Yimin. No, that's the Svar. It means his Yimin. His Yimin will be the left foot, be the strong right foot. But my says three sheets are Yishayim. And the Torah says, V'hochim is stabbed like the third sheetah. The Torah's lesson is that he has pashas like the third sheetah, that he eat the regal, would do on the faketah foot, would do on the left foot. And his lesson is, V'chia gav nevimin betfilin. We see, find that, I think you want to say, do we find something by tefillin? Shemaniach b'smol shimim call them, just like by tefillin, which normally you do on the left hand, but by an eatah, he does on the faketah hand, he does on the right hand. The same thing the regular will do on the faketa foot. Everyone's doing on the right foot, he'll do on his left foot. The same thing as tefillin. That's the Torah. The mashal and Yam Shoshanim affect the posture of the kasha in the Torah. Which I think the young was Muhammad too. He says, what's the tushel to tefillin? By tefillin, it doesn't say yad small. It doesn't say the left foot. By tefillin, it says yodcha, which means your hand. And we dash from that yad keya. He should dash in, we dash from that, in Menachas Safam Zayin, yodcha, yad keya, that he should put tefillin on the yadcha lusha, the weaker hand. The shvacha hand. So by tefillin, which the Torah doesn't say the left, it says put on the shvacha hand and eat the yad, the left hand of the person, his shvacha hand is his right hand. So he puts tefillin on the right hand, that's why. But by chalitza, it doesn't say put on the stronger foot, that you'll say and eat the regal, puts on the forgetful foot. By chalitza, it just says regal from the Torah, which it says before Shemin. It says Yemin, the right hand. The right foot, I'm sorry, the right foot. It's a main law, what's the tongue, whether it's strong or weaker? It's a din in the right foot. So what's the tushel to tefillin? It's a pillow. So the fem of this kasha, the Chacham Sofer wants to say, it's a Shuv Chacham Sofer which is printed in Shuv Kveges Sim Kuchav Beis. And Shuv Kveges Sim Kuchav Beis, on that channel we spoke about a person who was missing a foot. And what should he do with Chalitza? And Prime Zalmogoni sent the Shuv to Kvege. Kvege writes that when he was Masada his safe at the print, the Shuv, he was picking out which Shuv is the print, he says he wanted to print this Shuv. And Kvege says he could not find it. But he has a Shuv on the same Indian from his Edom, the Chassam Sofer. He was also involved in the Shaila. So the Baal, he says he's going to print the Shuv from his Edom, Hagoyin or Moshe, the Chassam Sofer. And when he finds his Shuv, he'll print it later on. And Moshe, I believe, was never found. We never found the Kvege's Shuv, but it's Gublibin and Shuv's Kvege, Sim Kuchav Beis. As a tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer, in the middle of that tshuva, he mentions this kasha, this Torah, the Mashal, the Yom Shoshanim is kasha, and he wants to sing like this. He says, the Zomban al Torah, this week's Seder, so we were talking about, this week's Seder, Pasha the Yishlach, the Pasuk says, Vehibet Seis Nafsha, when Rochiminu was Niftak, he Mesa, Vetikka Shemai Ben Oini, she gave birth to Binyamin, she gave him a name, Ben Oini, Ve'ov of Karolai Binyamin, and his father changed the name to Binyamin. The Zomban Shtelzach Vekasha, says, what's pshat that Yaakov Binu changed the name? We find by all the other shiftei kah, the Shemois, all the names were given by the Emois, were given by Rachel and Leah. Uven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, every name, Sacha Zvun, Zan, Nathalie, God, Asher, every name, even Dina, was given by the Emois. In fact, the Ramban, by his studies, there's a Ratzon from the Baruch Shalom that the shiftei kah, the names of Klai Yisrael, all the Shvatim, should be given by the Emois, should be given by Rachel and Leah. And Binyamin also was given a name by Rachel, she gave him a name Ben Oini. The Vos Epis, on this one name, Yaakov Yinu came and changed it. It's Mashma, the Rebbe Shalom, what the names to be given by the Emoyis. Why did Yaakov Yinu all of a sudden, by one name, he changed the name. So Ramban says, the Emes says, Yaakov Yinu did not change the name. He only touched it. He only gave a targum, another way of saying the same name. Because Ramban says, the Shem Ben Oini that Rochimin gave, really the word Oin has two meanings in Lashon HaKodesh. We find the word Oin in Lashon HaKodesh means it's a lashon of tzah and avelus. The moshul, the pasuk says, in the bar, Mechalti min abayni. But Maisa Sheni, you're not supposed to eat it. By Vidi Maisi, you're not supposed to eat it. By Ninus and Avengus. And over there, Mechalti min abayni, you're in his Moshe Avengus. He finds another Moshen. Pasan Eshea, Kalecham Oinim, also means the Lashon Avelis. But there's another type to the word Oin, Oin is Lashon Koyach, it's a Lashon of strength. And he brings a few psukim. In Bechas Yaakov, he's on fine toes, says, Reishis Oini. Reishis Oini, that's the Fumai Koyach. Oin over there is Lashon Koyach, Lashon of strength. There's another Pasuk in Yeshaya, a famous Pasuk, Noisan Leif Koyach, Lain Oin, Mas Meyaba. David says, Noisan Leif Koyach, he gives weak people Koyach, Lain Oin, and people missing Koyach, Ats Meyaba, he gives. More koyach. Agav, in this pasuk, you find three different lashonos of koyach. You find the lashon of koyach, and lashon of koyach, lein oinim, oin is a lashon of koyach, and atzma is a lashon of koyach. Pasht is a lashon of koyach. Everyone has a slightly different meaning. If you look at the Malbim, but to know exactly what it means, but akoponim, the lashon of oin over here is a lashon of koyach. So Zokter Ramban, Rochli Minu gave the name Ben Oini, she had in mind, the way Rashi teaches, Ben Zairi, the son of Maitzah. Lashon of pain. Yaakov Avinu was keeping that name. We're going to call him Ben Oini, but we're going to have in mind Oin Meloshon Koyach. We're not going to have in mind Ben Oini Meloshon. Sorry, I'm lying. Oin Meloshon Koyach. And to show that he meant that we're going to call him Ben Oini Meloshon Koyach, Yaakov Avinu was metagim the name to Binyamin, because Yamin, he changed the word Oin to the word Yamin, which is also a Lashon of Koyach. He brings Pesukim in Kehelas, the Pasuk says, Leib Chochem Leiminoi. And that pasuk, it means Loshen Koyach.
He doesn't mean the pasuk.
It's interesting. It's not pasuk. It's telling your yamin should be found for all your enemies. Taich Dramban means your Koyach should be found for all your enemies. Yamin is Loshen Koyach. Yamin Hashem Ememo, the Koyach of Hashem Ememo, it's a Loshen of Koyach, also in Tilm. Agoponim, the man is saying that when Yaakovinu called him Binyamin, it wasn't changing the name. The Shemis have to be given Ayide, all the names of Shratim were given Ayide Limoyes. And Binyamin's name was given by his mother, Ben Oini, and that name remained. He just wanted to be Madgish that we're going to have in Zim, we're going to have in mind not the Taish of Oin of Moshe Nabeinus, we're have in mind the Loshen Oin and Loshen of Koyach. Those are Binyamin.
Right.
It's all comes from Yaakov. I can remember with this Havana. I was thinking, there's a shayla, I think it's more recent shayla, people want to change, when the name of the Babam at the Yiddish Naman, they want to change it to a name in Lashon Kodesh, a Moshe, the name Shendel, people want to call it Yaffa. Or there's Alt Yiddish Naman Golda, they want to call it Zahava today. Zahava. And there's a shayla, is that the same name? Is the Indian of the Schus of naming after Nefteris, can you be Metagamit? Can you, Pashtus not. Pashtus is a whole different name, Yaffa and Shendel is a different name. But according to Samban, it seems that it is the same name. The Ban is saying that the name Ben Oini is Oblivion, but the name that Rochi Menu gave, I'm just touching it in a different way. Ben Yomin. It's mashma that it's the same name. It's a bit chiddush. Firstly, I think it's not the same name. On my side, I don't want to say that to do it, but this Samban seems to be right that way. But I'll go upon him, from this Samban, part of the Samban is saying that the word Yamin in Lashon HaKodesh is Lashon of Koyach. Is a meal of some safe we can fend for the Mashal's cash. The Mashal asked on the tour, what's the Tzushtel from Tfilin to Chalitza? By Tfilin it says Yad Keya, Yadcha Yad Keya, the Shvachian, and Mingle by Yad goes by his Shvachian. But by, in fact, Yam Shoshleim, by Chalitza doesn't say the stronger foot, it says Yamin, Redel Yamin. By Chalitza Mitzor, it says Redel Yamin. Oh, but according to Zamban, you can say when the Torah said Redel Yamin, it meant Meloshen Koyach, it meant the stronger foot. It's a Ming, it's a very good sushtel that they, what the Torah is saying, by Chalitz also, and eat the regal would do on his stronger foot. That's the whole shayla, that you have to go through the whole sam. So the whole Sefer Shuvah, the Beis Ephraim, and the Beis Ephraim was back and forth. It's in Madut, in Yonah, some in Hay, some in Vav, some in Zion, in Shana Shuvah, Beis Ephraim, and this Shuvah, some Sefer is printed again in Shuvah, Vegas, some in Kafa Beis. It's also. It's also printed in just some cipher. Getting back to the Mishnah, again, the Mishnah said again, Chotzav is small, point to Tanakamach, and Yisasa Psula. The Chalitz is possible. But the Mishnah has another mandam, Rebeleza Machshe. Rebeleza holds his kasha. And then more of the way we said explains that Tanakam is Rabbanon. The Rabbanon went out, regular from Mitzayr. By Chalitz, it doesn't say which foot, but we're going to have regular Mitzayr, just regular Mitzayr, it's regular Yamin. The same thing by Chalitz, it's regular Yamin. And the Belezer, the Gemara says, well, yeah, I'm afraid he doesn't have this Xer Shava. We know the Xer Shava has to be in Messiah and Hasine. We ain't other than Xer Shava Matzma. You can't just go from one word from the next. It has to be Messiah. And he said there is no such Messiah to this. It's Memeinlo by Chalitza, says Regal Stam. Memeinlo by Belezer hold, it could be either foot. So it's Machlekes, the Bonner Belezer. Now, Kamar, all the Rishonim that we see, and the Shulchan Aruch, they pass like the Rabbanan. The Chalitza b'smol is possible. But the Yehuda wants to tour from Rida Gechidish at the Rambam's Chalik. And they use this in the Shayin as a tziruf to be matir, to do Chalitza with the left foot in that case. Because it wants to be matir, the Rambam passes like a Balaza. The Chalitza b'smol is kasha. What's the diyuk? Because the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, Rambam's lesson is, Yavam Sharagli Hirman is Chatucha. The Rambam he talks about a Yavam who's missing his right foot is cut off. Ain't chaynos b'smol. The Rambam says he cannot be chaynos with his left foot. Vim cholze b'smol and tzas b'sunga. The chlitz is pasul. The Rambam says he has no eitza. He cannot do chlitz. Even if he's the only yavam, she remains an aguna. Of affecting the Yehuda Kasha, what does the Rambam say a case of yavam shiragli imonis chatucha? Why does the Rambam talk about a case where the foot is missing? The Mishnah doesn't talk about that. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Why is he changing the case? The Mishnah just says cholze b'smol, a person who has 2 feet, and he does his chlitz with his left foot is pasul. Why is it here on the case of Chotzav Regal Chatucha? What about a person who has 2 feet? It should be the same then. Tainan Yehud, the Smasher from the Rambam, that if he had both feet, he taka kutu chalitza with his regal small. It's only a person that doesn't have both feet, he's possible to regal small. And what's the reason? So it's a whole different reason. The reason is based on a Gemara in Bechayis. Sorry, the Gemara in Bechayis, Dafim Hay, says that a koyin that's the eater regal, Kayin, who is also left-footed, his left foot is his ikka foot, is his stronger foot, it's possible to avoid the Beis HaMikdash. It's possible to avoid the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason is, the Gemara says, because by avoiders, find it didn't lamed the shoreis. All avoiders in the Beis HaMikdash have to be by Amida. Mustam maybe even Shchita, but Kabbalah and Loch is Zika for sure. All avoiders in the Beis HaMikdash have to be by Amida, because the Torah says lamed the shoreis. It's a din of Amida. And Taitch Rashi, ain't Amida en lo boimina yamin. Amida is only when you're standing on your right foot. But in Amida, you mean k'derech reva midas inchi. You have to have Amida on the right foot the way most people stand. Most people, when they stand, most of their weight when they stand is on the right foot. The person doesn't stand evenly on both feet. And I don't know if we pay attention to it, but a person who's a righty in his feet, he stands mainly, his main weight is on his right foot. There's a man, Anita Regal, who's standing the other way, standing on his left foot, he's not standing the way most people stand. It's absurd, Nalam Englisharis, it's absurd. Is a Mela, so that's the reason why the Rambam passed Chalitza for a person who's missing a foot. Because if he's missing a foot, he cannot be Mekayim V'Omad. But Chalitza also says V'Omad, the Yavam has to stand up. And even though Amida in Chur is not Ma'akib by Chalitza, but Tainit Nebbi Huda, this would be the cloud, Kori and Lobinga, being a Makavis. Because Amir and Lobinga being a Makavis. A person who cannot stand on his right foot, the Amida will be Ma'akib.
Oh,
very good. But this is not Rabbi Yehuda. Let's just go through Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'aseh kamak kirim Yehuda bichidish. We'll get there in a second. Rabbi Yehuda bichidish. The Rambam is meshamet the ikka halacha of the Mishnah. The ikka halacha of the Mishnah, which talks about can you be chaylos on small when you have both feet? The Rambam just doesn't say at all. We just look at Pella. Maybe he's being medayik. The Rambam will pass on like a beleza, not like all the other Yishanim. He's being medayik. But the Teretz is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rambam was koil everything by saying this halacha. Since the Rambam said this halacha, that only by nechtecha regal, where the right foot is cut off, it's pasul, vice versa in Rambam, that the pasul was only by nechtecha, but when it's not cut off, it's takamutta. So that's where you see the pasul gebeleza. And the reason why it's pasul when it's cut off is because it's the svar of the Gemara Bukhairis. It's a chsarn namida. It's a whole different chsarn.
It's just not simple. They hold that feeling like those three
Right. Because why does Ram have to say dafka by his foot is cut off? That's when he does chalitza with the left foot is possible. Why does Ram just say if he does chalitza with the left foot is possible even when he has both feet? That's the bikashan Ram. Why does Ram add on the words that his foot was cut off? The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah is talking about that also. The Mishnah is saying even if he has both feet, then he does chalitza the smallest possible. Oh, he's coming to tell you that chiddush also. That's still. Oh, that's what you would say. It's not bad. He wants to, you know, he's saying, Rabbi Eliezer is saying that maybe that's an amzguf. Can we tell you that it still remains the halacha that the min is possible, even though now he only has 1 foot. But my son, maybe he doesn't learn that way. You know, he felt he should have said both. She said even that it was not. Since he only said by nechtachas mashma, if not for that, because if you don't say anything, you assume both feet are kosher because the Torah doesn't say which regal. Ram doesn't bring down the din of regal from mitzayah that drasha that regal that has to be regal min. Smash down holes even regal like a blazer, even regal small is kosher. And the only case is possible is when it's cut off because the chesaron amida. The sefrayim and again I'm a dutinyon the benezachel beisim and hey he is a pelon the yehuda. Well, we're asking over here that why does the Ram say dafka by nechtecha regal if it's the chesaron of amida the chesaron amida should even be when he has both feet also. Because a Kohen, even if he has both feet, if he's eating the regal as possible, if you're learning out from that Gemara Bechayis, that Gemara Bechayis itself is talking about where he has both feet and eat the regal as possible. If you're learning Sechsan and Amida, the Gemara says a Kohen who's an eat the regal who has both feet cannot do Avodah because it's Sechsan and Lama and Lasharis. If you're learning out from this, I'm learning out even without Nechtecha regal. It's a plea, a tsumma, the Yehuda.
You told me,
call it oil.
If you have both feet, it's not a problem because it's called up because you could stand. Only when it's missing, you can't stand.
But
the problem with is only if he has no way of standing.
And by Avoida, it's found as channel of Kasalaka, maybe the Torah says it twice by Avoida, Raman Asharis. That's why you don't have a son of Kori Labina? No, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say that. He's discussion, he doesn't say that.
I understand. It's not really. If you don't say this.
Oh, Eid is not Roy. Yeah, maybe Eid is not. Eid will stand on his left foot. If you need, if the Gemara is saying that the text for me is standing on your right foot, he's saying it is bad some Roy. I mean, he could be have a mind to stand on his right foot. He could pick up the. Oh, but that's not done. Right, this is not done. Oh, yeah, yeah. But I'll tell you a different question. But the frame is, the frame is I'm going, he says, a different question to be Yehuda. If you're going to learn out that Sechsor and Amida from Kahanim, from Avoda, we say, what about Edis also? By Edis also, it says, Yomdu Shnei Edim, the two Edim have to stand. The Edim have to stand. So why don't you say, by every Edis also, and eat the regal as possible for Edis? That nobody says. Person, we don't check them when they come in for Edis and ask them, are you ready, you're lefty on your feet? We don't ask them that. So there's no people that seems to be a Pella. So first thing I was thinking of maybe is like Abiyani was saying that that maybe the Nei Yehuda means that Svara. Maybe Nei Yehuda means Nei Regel, his Teva is to stand on his left foot. But if we tell him to, you know, pay attention and stand on your right foot, he could do Chalitza. And he could do Edis. He could say Edis. And that's why but only by Avoida is something which the whole life of Avoda and Eid Regel is going to make a mistake. He's going to end up standing on his left foot very often. For one time thing of Chalitza, one time thing of Edis, we could tell him, make sure you're standing on your right foot, and then it'll be kosher. But the only time the Gemara says that it's possible for Avoda is a Kohen who's Eid Regel, because going through life doing Avoda, he's going to make a mistake and doing his left foot. But this is a big deichet, because because we don't find that anywhere that the ones that are machshir and eat the regal for chalitza that we tell them to pay attention, make sure you're standing on your right foot. We don't find anywhere for sure not by Edis that Eid comes in, make sure you're standing on your right foot. And also by Avoid of a Ket. We don't find by Avoid of a Kohen will come in who's an eat the regal and tells us, no, I'm going to stand on my right foot. Let me do Avoid one time. I'll be careful, pay attention. We don't let him do any Avoid. Feistos is like a Bitsi said, that the eat the regal is bad, some considered someone that doesn't stand on his right foot and he's always possible. So
I'm
back to. Why?
Because it's not a psul the etzim and the chavtza. You only say kolor el bilu, it's a psul the chavtza, but it's not shy to say. It chadchili has to stand, but it's not shy to say if he can't stand that he's a psul aid. Kolor el bilu is because the Torah, like the Rashbam's mask, the Torah is mitzvah to bring something that's royal bill. So if you brought something else, it's like you didn't bring the right thing. You didn't.
That's the Rashbam. Other Yishim don't know that way.
Whatever it is, but the color royal bill is going to make the apostle aid because it's not royal bill makes him apostle aid. L'chatchilu, that's the way you have to say the aids. If you don't say the aids like that, it's, but now if you can't say the aids, it's absolutely the aid.
Okay, but the big question maybe is if you can learn out from that Gemara in Bechayis the pasul for chalitza, then we should pasul even without the foot being cut off, even just an eat the regal should be pasul chalitza, same way as pasul by avoda. or even Fadish is Shapatl. So that's why I'm thinking that just to defend this Nadi Behuda shouldn't be Stam in Matmiyim. I think the Behuda is learns the Gemara in Bukharis that it's not a din in Amida. It's the whole Gemara in Bukharis that says that eat the regular Pasapoy, that's a din in Lama the Sharis. Special din in Derech Sheiris. Derech Sheiris, which is a big dinion in Kachem, that the void has to be Derech Sheiris, has to be B'derech Hamida of Roi B'nei Yodam. And Derech Hamida of Roi B'nei Yodam is they stand mainly on their right foot. This is Derech Sheiris. As a main law, the din of Eat the Regal, Svelten, Alam and Lasharis, is only a din in Kachem. It's only a din in Avoida. It's not Hak a din in Chalitza and Edis. That's Tarsi the Kasha. And this whole Nei Behuda is only learning out from the B'negeya, only the Ikadin, that a person who's right footed, if he's not standing on his right foot, that's not called an Amida. That's not called Amida. If it's Nechtach Regal, but if it, the Chiluk is a person who has his right foot, one second, if he has his right foot, that would be called Amida. It won't be, it's only Chsarin in Rambam Lasharis. But a person who doesn't have his right foot at all, that's what maybe he's going down from there. That's felt in Amida. Mm-hmm. Did you hear the chiluk? I'm not sure if I didn't see myself, but did you hear the chiluk? I don't want to learn this again. That if he's the maybe the zichah be maskim, that if a person has both feet, that will be an Amida. That'll be an Amida. Only in Lamban Lasharis, it's a chesaron Lamban Lasharis. But the ikkadin that you have to have Amida on the right foot. For an Ishimini, a person who's right footed, that Nebi Yehuda learned that from Nakamara. And that's what Nebi Yehuda said, that if he's missing the right foot, that's not called an Amida.
The concern is, like you're saying, then how do you make that jump to one foot?
Has he learned that out?
How do you learn that up? If the whole concern of the deal, it's not the shares.
Because he cannot stand on his main foot at all. He has to be able to stand on his main foot to be for an Amida. If I'm loving the Sharis, it has to be that all his Amidas are on the right foot. But if he has, he only runs up in a gay a person who's Nechtach Regal. If he's Nechtach Regal, that's felt an Amida. But if he's an Eat the Regal, even though it's a psul by Sharis, but it's not a psul for a regal Amida.
So how do you know the other thing? His
makar
was from
Sheris? His makar, he was learning something out from that Gemara. He definitely was learning out from that Gemara, but he can't say he learned out the whole din of that Gemara. That's the kashra in the Behuda.
If that's enough to make the problem, how do you know more than that?
Because if you hold that, it's not Chson and Sheris, you don't need din and Sheris by Chalitza and Edis. By Chalitza and Edis, it's enough to need the regal, even though he's standing on the other foot. Oh, the terrace? No, I'll tell you what I think I'm saying. The Rambam is talking about the person who's not Idiregel. I'm sorry. The Rambam is talking about a person who's not Idiregel. I'm talking about a person who is right footed. And if he's Nechtach Raglai, if he's missing his foot, so he's not standing on his right foot at all. He's not standing on his right foot at all. That's a Chson in Amida. But if he has both feet, and even though he's an Idiregel, and Amais is standing on his, mainly on his left foot, but he's also standing on his right foot. He's also standing on his right foot. That is an Amida. Yikulina, that makes a little bit sense. That you have to have the right foot there at all. You have to have the main foot for Amida. You don't have to be standing mainly on it. If you have both feet, that's also an Amida. Then maybe he was just learning out from there that a person who's missing his main foot, that's not an Amida.
But how do you be metallic? I mean, the Gemara over there, the place told him that he has 2 feet, not in his one foot.
You like the kasha better than that. Mais the fry. He went there. The fry understood that maybe he was learning outstanding. He's comparing the din of avoda to din of chalitza and to din of chalitza. In fact, the fry by mezoy and by chalitza also, which we possibly without nechtach ragel, every eater ragel should be possible. Right, but it's a bissel. But I think you have to say that maybe they're not going out completely from there. Maybe he went there. That bissel is only din in lamin l'sharis, but the chalitza itself. You do need Amida on the main foot, but the Amida on the main foot is enough even by Nita Regal. It's also still an Amida. If he's just missing the foot completely, that's what he holds it. That'll be the Machagas. Okay, I mean, in this shuvah, this whole shayna of the Nadi Behuda talking about Bachman's son, someone's missing a foot, and how do you do Chalitza, and does it help by Nita Regal? But the Chassam Sefer is very Mayach also in Yonim of of one of the lochos and kloni hero of the Yisimachan Das Yochid, Mokam Rabin, Shasat Chak. The Gemara says, Nidik, that I Belez, and this Shasat Chak, and he over here happens to be Belez also. Maybe you could be Sam, even if we don't pass like a Belez, but maybe Shasat Chak, you could listen, we could be Samachan a Belez, who's Mach Shechlitzu with both feet. And they bring down a Das Yochid from the Rabban. The Rabban holds that the loch is also like a Belez in all cases. And he goes to other Kloni Psak and the Dinyan of Achir Mahatis, and which will continue another time.
By tefillin, the same thing? What we said, the same thing with tefillin?
By.